really do anything. You can take women out on dates. You can go play darts. You can go bowling. You can. There's blind fire now, similar to you know, Gears of War.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
You can't see anything. And one of the coolest things I've seen was with a rocket launcher. We were trying to take this delivery truck that was hidden in a garage, surrounded by a bunch of guards, and they started firing on us. And the only way that we had to fight back was with a rocket launcher. But we were under such heavy fire that we couldn't pop up. So you can blind fire that thing. And when you blind fire the rocket, it just went soaring down, and the explosion was huge, and it knocked one guy off into the water, and he landed on a boat. There's all sorts of cool stuff going on.
I take it they have ragdoll physics and all that good stuff for their...
Well, the physics themselves are actually beyond just ragdoll now.
Okay.
They're using a lot of the Euphoria stuff.
Okay, okay.
Which is definitely a really cool technology. I can't say for sure how much of it they're using, and they themselves haven't said how much of it they're using, but the reactions are a lot more believable. It's not something like in Fight Night or the old games where you hit someone and they're just sort of, you know, floppy puppets. Now they look real.
Okay.
Very impressive, actually.
Okay. I like to hear that they've evolved beyond just that simple ragdoll.
Yeah.
Which was fun when it first came out, but do you have any predictions as to whether or not there's going to be some big controversy this time around? Is there a hot coffee mod waiting to happen, or do you think those guys learned their lesson through all that?
Well, I think the hot coffee thing was really unusual in that was locked content on the disc that was never meant to be seen by the public, and I think that actually taught Rockstar a lesson in that regard, as to if you don't want anyone to see it, they're probably not going to let you get to it in any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
I do think that with any game as high profile as Grand Theft Auto, which is in the past few iterations has had people come out and say something, someone somewhere is bound to come out and speak against it, and typically they're the same people that haven't played the game yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I do expect that somewhere someone might bring up some kind of objection to the fact that it's coming out, but I think that the fact that they've designed the game the way they have, that there's a lot fewer reasons to attack it.
Okay.
The fact that you can surrender to the police now, I think, is a really good example. Whereas before, you know, you could shoot them and that was it. You'd ran away and you were a criminal. But now the fact that you can just surrender, you don't have to fight the cops at all, I think that's a big step in the right direction for people who don't like the idea that you're fighting cops sometimes.
Okay.
The main storyline is still the traditional Grand Theft Auto sort. Not necessarily in terms of its execution or how it turns out, but its basic premise, whereas you're a guy who's on the very bottom trying to make his way up, surrounded by a bunch of CD types.
Okay.
But everything you do influences everyone else in the game, so it's really a lot more story-focused than it was in the past. I know that Rockstar's whole aim this time was to get you to want to be more involved in the story, have more fun playing out the story than you do in the side missions.
Hmm.
Because for me, it's always been the most fun in a Grand Theft Auto game to go out and just do whatever I wanted. You know, I could just have my free run in the city and go crazy. But this time, they really want to make the story the central focal point. And if you want to go out and do other things, that's cool. But for this time, it's all about storytelling.
Okay.
And so that, I think, will also have a big determinant factor on how much of a reaction people are going to have against the game when they... I don't know. I think that, yes, definitely you're going to see someone out there say something, but I'm not convinced that it's any worse than any other game out there that has an implant on it.
Yeah, I was going to say it'll be the same old complaints based on sex, violence, and drugs, but I mean, the same as the GTA 3 and GTA Vice City. In other words, the complaints will be along those lines. There won't be any time bombs waiting to go off down the road.
Yeah, I don't think there will. I mean, there's been a lot of time building up to this game. There's a good amount of information out there about what this premise is, and people have heard about it through various previews from our publications and others.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that it's always easy to start an argument no matter what your subject is. It's just finishing it and actually making it stick is the real trick, and I don't think that there's any